Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Isang magandang umaga ng Linggo sa inyong lahat. Ana Livlata po inyong kasama dito sa SBS Filipino. Tayo ay excited sa araw na ito. Narito, simulan na natin. Kilalanin natin ang grupo ng mga Filipino students, Filipino-Australian students dito sa bahagi ng New South Wales kung saan isang natatanging palaro ang kanilang gagawin sa susunod na Sabado. At hindi lamang ito palaro dahil ito ay isang charity event kung saan ang makukuha nila o makakalap nilang pondo ay ibibigay nila sa isang organisasyon sa Pilipinas na tumutulong naman sa mga kabataan doon o yung mga street children sa Pilipinas sa pamamagitan naman ng sayaw na kapuera. Narito at alamin na natin ang detalye mula sa mga Filipino-Australian students na sila Chelsea Madamba at Christian Rose mula dito sa Macquarie sa New South Wales.
Hi, my name is Chelsea. I'm the secretary of the Filipino Student Society of Macquarie. I've been secretary, this is my third year now.
Hi, my name is Christian. I am a general officer at FSS MPU. I have been a member I've been part of the team for about 8 months now. I started joining the team before uni even started.
FSS MQU, Filipino Student Society of Macquarie University. Currently, we have around 175 members. They are both domestic and international. And this also includes students from Macquarie University and people that aren't students in Macquarie. And we host different events and activities that cater to both university and the wider community. We also collaborate with other PhiloSocs around Sydney and the wider community as well. We have a pretty positive presence among our peers and alumni. Yeah.
FSS Macquarie has been there for the past decade, isn't it, Chelsea?
Yeah, it's been quite a while. I joined in 2021. Yeah, and it was already running when I started uni. So yeah, we've been here for a while.
How important it is for Filipino students and even non-Filipinos who are members of the society to have the society or the Filipino society in your university?
I would say it's very important, and it's nice to have, especially for me when I first started uni. It was nice to know that we had a Filipino society that was like led by the students, and just knowing that I have a community that I can go to and it's a safe space, it was really good. And I know from the past few years I've been involved with FSS MQU, I've definitely connected more to my Filipino background as of joining.
For you, Christian, you mentioned you've been with the society for the past 8 months. Kung tutuusin, very young pa, no? It's your first year sa uni, pero how was it? Paano ka tinatrato?
They took me in as a bunso, as like a part of a family. And as soon as like I found out about it, I didn't even know there was a Filipino society. I didn't know they have societies in general here. When I looked online, I saw that there was a Filipino society and I joined straight away. And I met a whole huge community of people that I didn't even know about. I'm just very happy they took me in like as part of the family as well.
It's very important, lalo na kung first year ka, diba, na parang from high school and then entering a bigger surroundings, bigger challenges than as a student. Pero I know the society has been doing a lot of projects, programs for the past decade, having interviewed some of those officials before. But you are holding Tulong Liga. What's this about? Can you please tell us?
Yeah. So basically Tulong Liga, which means play to assist, in like a simpler translation in English, it's one of our upcoming events to honor and celebrate the Filipino basketball culture. To add to that, it's also a fundraising event where all the funds will go towards the chosen charity, which we have chose Bantu Philippines. Bantu Philippines is an organization that helps empower Filipino youth and their families that are at risk of poverty through the art of capoeira.
Yes, I know Bantu Philippines. I've done an interview with them at talagang nakafocus sila in helping children, lalong-lalo na yung mga na nakikita or nagkalat sa lansangan, particularly in Metro Manila or specifically in Makati City and San Andres in Manila. Pero why basketball?
Since we're a Filipino society, we actually mainly focus on like providing an experience based on like the Filipino culture to uni students. So in the past, let's say for last year, we had Balurong Pinoy. It actually focused more on like traditional Filipino games like Patintero and activities from the Philippines. But this year we've decided to put a spin to it and like branch off from the usual Palurong Pinoy by adding a contemporary theme to the tradition. So that's why we've decided to have basketball, because it in the Philippines, the love for basketball differs from any other country. It's admired very much. You see kids in the Philippines playing on the streets without any shoes and under the hot weather, but they always have a way of admiring the sport there.
Chelty, can I just ask? I know Christian has been living in Australia for a while now. Dito na siya lumaki. But how about you?
For me, I spent... Kasi I was born overseas, pero I lived in the Philippines for about 8 years. And then I moved here to Australia when I turned 8. And I've been here ever since. Pero yeah, I think the same sentiment goes. Even though I don't play basketball myself, I know in my family with my dad and a lot of my uncles, they play basketball a lot. And it's definitely something that's been in our culture and our family for a long time. Yeah.
I know, Christian, you love basketball. Ikaw ay isa sa mga kilalang players sa Central Coast. You're a promising basketball player, ano. Sa personal mo, can you share your experience with basketball? Gaano ito kahalaga for you bilang Filipino and as a person?
So basically, with the basketball culture there, I've been back so many times in the past few years. Basketball, to me, it's really like a connection thing, because with my family, we admire the PBA so much. And it's been running through our generation, through like our family's generation, with the, as we admire like Barangay Ginebra, which is one of the like huge teams in the Philippines. And it's been going all the way from my grandfather to my father to me. And I'm hoping to pass it on as well to my friends and to my family in the future if I have one.
Definitely. At syempre, yung basketball talaga, sabi nga natin, parang nasa duguna ng maraming mga Filipino yan, ano. And it's also fitting dahil kakatapos lamang ng mga laro ng Philippine team, yung Gilas Pilipinas for the FIBA Women's, although they were unfortunate to not win and move forward sa games. Pero gaano naman yung parte ng basketball para sa society ninyo, at how does it help the members of the society to build your rapport as well as your camaraderie as a group?
With basketball in particular, currently we're having registrations come in, and we have a lot of members, not just from Macquarie, but across Sydney, wanting to join and participate. And we want to really emphasize the fundraising part of it. I think that's one of the incentives as well, because we're not, FSSMKU is not getting any funds from it. Everything will go towards Bantu Philippines. And it's a really good way of showcasing not just our willingness to help the community, like in the Philippines, but showing everyone else's participation as well. And it's also nice to associate with different partners in the community as well, and some of our Filipino local organizations too.
Parang ito kabataan or Philo Aussie younger generations helping yung mga nasa Philippines, ano, o yung Filipino generation din sa Pilipinas. Bakit ninyo napili yung Banto Philippines? I know na they are helping street children or younger generations of Filipinos.
So we actually have collaborated with Banto Philippines before. Last year, we showcased some of their capoeira workshops dito sa uni. And we've built a very nice bond with them. And we wanted to give back to how they've given us the opportunity to help them as well.
When is the event happening again? Tell us and invite our listeners.
So the event is happening on July 15th. On Saturday, it will be held at JoFlo Basketball Facility. JoFlo is also a Filipino basketball community, and we thank them for letting us use the facility for the event. So please come along, guys. We can't wait to see you guys, and let's have fun.
So on the day, the event officially starts at 12, and we have a few different things planned. So we'll be having our competitive All-Stars round. So we'll be showcasing different players across Sydney, very good basketball players from different societies. So that's our first thing. And we'll also be having an all-inclusive fun game for our spectators to participate in. Throughout the day, we'll be also having some Filipino food, music, and socializing just to help out with, yeah, just building the community. And at the end, we have a little awarding ceremony as well.
Are there any other events na ginagawa ng FSS Macquarie?
For FSS MQU, we have a few things planned for our next semester. We do have our welcome gathering for our all the new members in around August. And then we have some other stuff in the works as well for the rest of the year.
Panghuli na lang, para doon sa mga medyo hindi masyadong mahilig sa basketball, Christian, ano? I know that most Filipinos love basketball, pero para doon sa mga lumaki na dito or were born here and grew up here, how can you encourage them to get into basketball and meet a lot of Filipino-Australians na mahilig sa basketball din?
It wasn't only just for the sport. It's deeper than the sport. We wanted people to experience the type of energy we have as Filipinos and the pride and love we have that includes basketball. Like, also, we wanted to incorporate, like, other parts of the culture through that event. So we wanted to have more Filipino music. We wanted to have Filipino food and just way we represent ourselves as Filipinos.
So particularly for the Macquarie students, I know we're coming towards the second half of the year, so we have a lot of the high schoolers starting to come in. But definitely for us, FSS MQU is definitely like a family. We're so welcoming. And no, Christian to say the same thing. Yeah, we're very much a family. And we're very diverse in that some of us were born in the Philippines, some of us grew up here. Pero we all like come and work together and like talk to each other in a way that it just feels natural. And I know for the newcomers here, like this year or even the future years, if you guys just approach us at our stall or if you see one of us, we'll welcome you with open arms, definitely.
We have online group chats. We use mostly Discord, mostly every night. They can join us as well. So you can find us on Instagram at FSSMQU. Same goes for any other social media on Facebook. Yeah, just find us online. You can find us at the Macquarie Open Days. We will have stalls on the day.
And particularly our orientation weeks. We have one coming up towards the end of July when the semester starts again. So make sure you look out for our stall there.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.